June. June and I are gonna do a stand-up comedy routine the morning after.
Brooklyn meets Julian.
Oy vey. The morning after, hands off. I woke yesterday in doubt, concern, and a bit of fear. At 74, was I willing to face possible conflicts with police or Proud Boys or face arrest? Who would be at the Civic Center Plaza? I read the preparation papers from Indivisible and Hands Off and Move On. Bring water, snacks, cash, wear comfortable shoes, know what to say to cops and how. Leave important papers and things that could be construed as weapons at home. I emptied my bag. I put 7 protein bars in a Ziploc bag, baby wipes in another, paper towels in a third, and put all in a bag with my chamomile tea. I wrote the name and number of 2 friends and my nephew and put it in my pocket in case my phone was taken. I put on my knee brace and checked the weather report. 72, no rain. But I put a rain poncho in my purse. I told myself I was doing the right thing. My mom survived Hitler as a child. I was not willing to die under one. But I am 74 and can't run from the cops like I did in the 60s. I drove to the City College parking lot and took the trolley to the Civic Center. I tapped my Pronto card and waited for the blue or orange line. Only one car in the lot with people carrying signs. I smiled at 2 women by the tracks when I saw a sign in their bag. No one else. I worried. The trolley doors opened and it was like a surprise birthday party. Wall to wall, mostly seniors with signs. We laughed and cheered. It was like our high school bus 60 years later. I stretched to reach the overhead bar and knew I had found my tribe after fearing there was none. Trolley after trolley full of concerned, peaceful people filled the plaza and walkways above. I flashed back to the movie Gandhi as I sat on a small concrete wall and watched thousands file by. I heard Martin Sheen shout into the phone to his newspaper editor, and it went on and on into the night, stop. Whatever moral ascendancy the West had was lost here. Here I saw no British soldiers cracking skulls. I saw seniors in wheelchairs and pushing walkers who peacefully and courageously stood here on the moral high ground of defending democracy. My heart was full to bursting, and for the first time in weeks, I felt hope instead of dread, felt pride standing with thousands, 58 years after my first protest. Many are military veterans, many more veterans of protests against wars and injustices of all kinds. I went home and took a nap, drained but full. Later, I watched clips of 5 million of us marching in towns and cities here and in Europe. Saw drone shots of us holding signs and chanting, hands off. Yeah.